Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, the 3rd of April. I hope you're well. Coming up.
It was a mistake that followed a misidentification at night.
Joe Biden says Israel should do more to protect aid workers, and funerals take place after Mayo horror road crash. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the White House is demanding Israel do more to protect aid workers after seven were killed in an airstrike. The charity World Central Kitchen, who they worked for, has now paused its operations in the region. Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel deeply regrets what happened. Israel's Defense Forces Chief of the General Staff, Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi, says the attack was a mistake.
The strike was not carried out with the intention of harming WCK aid workers. It was a mistake that followed a misidentification at night during a war in a very complex conditions. It shouldn't have happened.
The delivery of aid to Gaza has halved since the International Court of Justice ordered Israel to prevent genocide in the region. Irish MEP Barry Andrews says the International Court order is being ignored.
Even before the tragic events where humanitarian aid workers of World Kitchen were killed, I think the threshold for genocidal intent had already been met. And if anything, things have got worse. So it is absolutely critical that we do everything in our power to draw public attention to what's happening there.
Meanwhile, a protest will take place outside the Israeli embassy in Dublin today, calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Michael Doherty of Gales Against Genocide in Gaza says it's time to hold the ambassador accountable.
The attacks on the hospitals, medical staff, the whole starvation, and we're at the stage now, 33,000 civilians dead, 13,000 children, and we felt we actually need to bring this to the door of the Israeli ambassador. I mean, the Israeli ambassador should have been expelled from Ireland months ago with the war crimes that's taken place.
The funerals are taking place today of the mother and two daughters killed in a road crash in Mayo last week. Una Carlin Bowden, along with her daughters Kira and Saoirse, will be laid to rest in Donegal. News Talk's Joe Caulfield reports.
The small town of Raphoe in Donegal will be the scene of a tragic funeral cortege today as Una Carlin Bowden and her daughters Kira and Saoirse are laid to rest. The 47-year-old mother and her 10 and 14-year-old girls died following an horrific road crash on the N17 in Mayo last Tuesday. They were taken from Mayo University Hospital to Donegal on Sunday to the home of Una's father, John Carlin. The funeral procession will leave the Carlin house at 11 this morning and travel to St. Eunan's Church, Raphoe, for the funeral mass at 12 noon.
It's claimed the government needs to tackle misinformation around electric vehicles in order to protect the environment. The call from AA Ireland comes as the sale of electric vehicles fell again in March, the fourth year-on-year decline in the last 7 months. In a survey, the AA found more than half of respondents wouldn't purchase an electric car after reading negative reviews online. Head of marketing at the AA, Jennifer Kilduff, says many people are confused around how long the batteries actually last.
Only 53% believe that the EV batteries would last less than 100,000 kilometres, which is in and around 6 years of driving for the average motorist in Ireland. This doesn't align with what most manufacturers are offering with their 8-year warranties, which covers up to 160,000 kilometres.
A strong earthquake has struck Taiwan, damaging buildings and leaving many without power. Taiwan's government says four people have died following the 7.7 magnitude earthquake. A tsunami warning had been issued for neighbouring Japanese islands and in the north of the Philippines. The National Transport Authority is looking at plans to end direct rail services between Dublin and Wexford. New proposals are being considered, which would see travellers from the Rosslare line change to Dart carriages at either Wicklow or Greystones. It comes despite passenger numbers increasing, with Wexford station seeing a rise of over 50% from 2013 to 2022. Peter Brannigan from South East on Track says the idea is a bad one and will just reduce train use.
Certainly not something that's going to attract people to using the train. And we're hoping that this idea will be put on the back burner and that we'll see a more regular service from Wexford and South Wicklow into Dublin. But certainly we won't see a situation whereby you have to switch from one train to another. That just seems, it seems completely backwards. This seems like a way of discouraging people from taking the train.
In entertainment news, Rebel Wilson claims she felt like she was sexually harassed by Sacha Baron Cohen on the set of their 2016 film Grimsby. The allegations have emerged in the actress's new memoir. A spokesperson for the Ali G star commented before the book's release, insisting claims about him were demonstrably false. And in sport, in soccer, a late Dominic Calvert-Lewin penalty salvaged a vital point for Everton in their battle to avoid relegation from the Premier League. It finished Newcastle 1, Everton 1, with the Toffees now 4 points clear of the bottom three. The penalty was awarded after a lengthy VAR check. However, Everton boss Sean Dyche was always confident his striker would find the net.
I was more nervous for the fact how long it took to get one. I was like, you know, because we can't get them. So you're like, we didn't get one Saturday, and you're thinking, not again, surely. But anyway, once he was standing up there, I fancied him scoring. I'm pleased he did.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.